good evening. Welcome, everyone. Live Dharma Sunday, July 7th, 2013. Koyo Kubosa here. So glad you joined us. You know, in the summertime now, in the national news, a lot of forest fires and tragic deaths of 19 firefighters in Arizona, and article in today's paper that there are 64% more fires than last year. Really, when it becomes summertime, I mean, since the overall the last two winters average rainfall was pretty dry, so locally, you know, you don't realize it, but a lot of this part of California, in the central California, is really desert-like because you don't get that much rainfall. You get rain in the rainy season in the winter, only maybe 10 inches annual precipitation. Not very much at all. Summer, all the land on the countryside is golden. It's dry grass. And in the foothills especially, the wooded areas, forest fires are, they're so common. A way of life in the summer. This year we had a few fires just close by to our place. There was a disgruntled couple in the, there's a housing development over, maybe, you know, we live close by to this housing development called Yosemite Lake Park, and it has about 2,000 homes in there. I guess there was a disgruntled couple, former resident there, and they started setting fires. They got caught a couple of weeks ago. They finally caught them after they had set up, you know, several dozen fires. No houses were damaged. It was where this dried grass and drive by nearby roads and you see blackened areas. It really makes you aware of, well, nature in the sense of the overall picture, and have a morning routine of watering plants. Water is an important resource for firefighters to use it. Every property in the foothills here, there's a regulation that the homeowners are supposed to clear 100 foot out from their house, that perimeter, clear it of dead brush and so forth, fire protection. They also have to have a 2,500 big tank. 500 gallon of water fire suppression tank. So if there is a fire, fire hydrant, it's not like in the city, so the fire truck comes, they could hook up their hose to this tank to get some extra water. Fires. There's all kind of things I think about when I water my plants in my morning routine. It up and after breakfast, we have quite a few plants that are that over the years we started getting more and more plants on our patio. I water them and have an orchard area where I planted some trees, just a small area. one tree of each. One peach, one walnut, one plum, one pomegranate. Of course, some of my trees are not native. Almond didn't make it, a Fuji apple didn't make it, and cherry trees, I tried several times. Couldn't get my cherry trees to grow. But I have a nice fig, some blueberries, and so forth. And so I water those, and then in my garden, vegetable garden area, another location, I also water. So it's a nice routine. And you have to, routine is important, because you can't do it sporadically, you know. If you do, the plants won't be there at their healthiest. And I was thinking, relationships are the same way. You got to water your relationships. You know, you can't take them for granted if you want them to be healthy. So that's something to think about. What does it mean to water your relationships? Otherwise, they're going to dry up and not be healthy. And, of course, your own spirituality, you need to water it. You can't just go to retreat now and then. You need some routine. If you want to call it a daily practice, you could, but something, some kind of awareness, cultivation, keep your spirituality healthy. Because if you ignore it, it too will dry up. So I was thinking about these kind of things, nice teachings that we get related to a daily activity of the morning watering routine. Okay. Well, today's guest for giving a Dharma glimpse is Mike Cochino of Texas. He was part of the LM3, Lay Minister 3 group, that were inducted in 2010. Let's hear from Mike Cochino.
Okay, my Dharma glimpse is titled Sneaking In Everyday Gassho. I recently read an article about ways to sneak in some meditation throughout your day. The article is titled, Look, 7 Sneaky Places to Meditate. You can find the article in Huffington Post. When reading this, I thought about Everyday Gassho and the 21-Day Agreement. Many of us get busy and think that we don't have time to go to our Busadan or special place of tranquility. The article mentions several ways to sneak in a few minutes during the day. One way that may seem like a not-so-meditative atmosphere is in the bathroom stall. Well, there's privacy there. I have used this method at work when things become a little stressful. Just close the door, take a mindful breath, and gassho. Another method that's mentioned in the article is in the shower. This is also one that I do frequently. After washing up, I do a gratitude gassho. There's much to be grateful for after a shower. The water heater, the soap, shampoo, and even the drain and sewer line that accepts all of your dirt and sweat and soap waste. I can relate to this, especially since I had recently had to have my entire sewer line replaced. That was quite a mess in the backyard. The shower can be a great place to cleanse the body as well as the mind. Another place the article mentions is at the park on a park bench. The sound of birds singing and chirping can be very relaxing and meditative. My wife and I like to go to Paladuro Canyon. It's only about 15 minutes from home. We often find a quiet place to sit and listen to the birds or the sound of the water running through the creek. Hiking can be a meditative experience as well. We buy the annual park pass cards each year for $90. This might seem like a lot of money, but we go there nearly every week and sometimes more than once a week. For us, this is nature therapy. It's very healing and a great place for spiritually recharging ourselves. place to you, not necessarily the canyon, wherever you live, there's maybe a park or state park, hills, mountains, trees, desert. There's lots of places that one can find such nature therapy. One more that I'd like to discuss from the article is at the stoplight. Sometimes on the way to work, I'll do my morning Harmony Gassho. I don't always have time when I'm getting ready in the morning, probably because I don't allow myself enough time. So sometimes I do this on the way to work. Now, I don't take my hands off the wheel or my eyes off the road. I go to work early enough that there's very little traffic, if any, on the way. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't do this. I'll do the Three Treasures breathing, Harmony Gassho, which I'll do a one-handed Gassho since I'm driving, a shortened version of the Threefold Refuge, and Nimbutsu. The stoplight can be a good place to pause, calm down, if you've let yourself get stressed over traffic, and Gassho. One-handed Gassho can also be done while driving, along with a deep, mindful breath to help you refocus. So a red light can actually be a blessing rather than a stressor. And those of you that lay ministers that are involved in the practicum program will understand this a little bit more. Sure, it may be ideal to have a special place or time to do all this, but it doesn't always work out for us. Something happens and we skip a part of our spiritual routine, then we allow ourselves to become stressed because we didn't do what we vowed to do. Rather than worry over it, find time and places in your everyday lives to Gassho. The article is a reminder to be creative. Any place can be a place to meditate or Gassho. For anyone who has done the 21-day agreement, I recommend it. Or anyone who has not done it, I recommend that they do. It's a great way to start a regular spiritual practice. If you miss one, catch up during the day. There are many opportunities throughout the day if you're open to them. Gassho.
Thank you very much. This Dharma Grunts really strikes at the core of, well, we could call it Bright Dawn, our Bright Dawn Center's approach to everyday practice. It doesn't have to be traditional ritual of sitting, meditation or what formal recitations and of religious phrases, but simply everyday Gassho. And of course, Gassho is putting the two hands together, palm to palm, and it's the sort of the ultimate gesture of respect, gratitude, spiritual mindfulness. And you could still do a one-handed Gassho, because sometimes the other hand might be holding a telephone or a steering wheel. And in our newsletter, on the back cover, we have Yes. We call it Yes. Your Everyday Spirituality, YES. All kinds of Gasshos that can be done during the day, be tied to everyday activities or just done anytime. So we broaden the idea of traditional Gassho in a traditional form of two hands together, palm to palm. Loosened it up, expanded it to one-handed or to maybe to other hand gestures called mudras. But not, and there are a lot of formal mudras. There are a lot of books on Buddhist mudras, hand positions. Okay. When we say everyday, we mean it could go beyond, say, the hand gesture seen in Buddhist statues or the hand gestures in the meditation practice. So in other religions too, there are different hand gestures, whether it's crossing oneself or, you know, all kind of things we could do with our hands. So let's broaden this. Nothing wrong, this is not to say to replace traditional forms, but to complement them, to expand them, build upon them, in order to infuse them with greater impact when you do a traditional one. Because, you know, it's an interesting phenomenon, I guess you'd call it. I read about this and never thought about it. But in the Shin Buddhist tradition, where you recite the Nembutsu, say Namo Amidabutsu, and usually put your hands together in Gassho, this is the central core of Shin Buddhism, in Shin Buddhism. And when Shin Buddhism first came to the United States from Japan, the immigrants, Japanese, came over, and then the ministers followed to serve their religious needs. And a practice was developed, was adopted, where the ministers would lead the congregation at any gathering in Nembutsu. This was not done in Japan, where the minister would lead the group in putting the hands together in Gassho and saying the Nembutsu. Nembutsu was just said by people all the time, or any time. Okay? It wasn't formalized as a ritual. But because it was deemed as so important, and they didn't want it to get lost in America, they formalized it so that the minister would lead the people. And then, this article said that the unintended consequence was that actually had the opposite effect. The people would not say Nembutsu. They got it, you know, they were conditioned not to say the Nembutsu unless they were led to do it. Isn't that ironic? That really was an eye-opener for me. So we've got to have I don't particularly care to call it a practice, but an attitude of everyday spirituality. Not just, you know, all the established religions have to fight or try to meet the challenge of, hey, it's not just on Sunday, okay? Or it's not just in the meditation hall. That's why I like the word spirituality rather than, you know, when you say religiosity or religion, then you specifically it's saying the traditional rituals. The spirituality is more individualized, personalized aspect. So we need all the help we can get. This is not trying to say what type's better or, you know, criticizing any other practices. It's adding. You're not trying to take away anything. So let's try to promote everyday Gassho. And that's where today's Dharma Glimpse, we're reminded, you can do it in the, you're drinking water, think about it. Go in the bathroom, when you're taking a shower, and go, out in nature, driving. Particularly, you know, thinking about, well, I'll toilet guy show, of course. But even as I was listening to the shower, Don Glenn mentioned, yeah, the shower. Yeah, everything, there's so much to be grateful for when you're taking a shower. The fact that you got hot water and what's all involved in that, that technology and, you know, the soap and so many things to be grateful for. Whenever I think about being grateful, you know, as an attitude, as a way of life, really, I think of my father's statement. I don't know, you know, where he may have gotten it from, but he always said, the grateful life is the spiritual life. You may not really realize that tremendous impact there. He said, we always telling children, trying to train children when they get a gift, somebody gives them something, or say thank you, you know, as sort of a social courtesy. But it's much deeper than that. Gratefulness is really not just when you receive something pleasurable or, you know, that you like, but for it to be a part of you, not just as a recognizing an action that you receive something as a gift. For example, I remember reading in Invisible Eyelashes, a book by Nuano Sensei, told stories, and one of the stories was about country folk in Japan. I don't remember his name, but maybe I'll just say Yuichi or something like this. And in the village, he was called Grateful Yuichi, because he was so grateful all the time. He never took anything for granted. When he saw his family, you know, when he wakes up, sees his family member's face, he expresses gratitude. When he hurt his leg, yeah, this is what I'll get into, when he hurt his leg, he says, oh, he was so thankful. And people would just look at him and say, man, you just hurt your leg. What are you thankful for? He goes, oh, it could have been much worse. One time I was taking a shower, and I accidentally knocked the shampoo bottle off the little ledge. And I said, oh, sorry, and I put it back up there. then it struck me. I said, why am I saying sorry to a shampoo bottle? You know, hey, maybe my spirituality is progressing, you know, where you're kind of communicating, empathizing with everything around you. But indeed, Everyday Gassho, it's a tremendous thing. And that 21-day program that was mentioned was something that in a Bright Dawn Center, one of our very first, earliest, even before we had the lay ministry program, we offered a 21-day program. I just chose 21 days sort of arbitrarily, trying to establish a habit. And we outlined it. The details of exactly what to do. And so, and we try to use, well, common sense, where we say, hey, you sign up for a 21-day program of saying, doing Gassho in the morning and in the evening. And then signing a, not a contract, but an agreement saying, hey, I'm going to start my 21-day to try to do this for 21 days in a row, doing the morning Gassho, evening that show. Marking it on a calendar, or, you know, putting a sign on your bathroom window mirror to say a morning that show. To greet the day, to say, hey, may I be harmonious, and then to pair it with something, doing the Gassho and breathing and thinking about, may I be harmonious today. And then in the evening, the gratitude Gassho. Place a note, a post-it if you have to, near your bed. or again, maybe in the bathroom mirror, because you should start and end your day in the bathroom, you know. About gratitude is I think, a natural thing, end of the day, finding the blessings type of thing. We had this listed on our website, brightdawn.org. People nowadays, they say, you know, people are doing this, and they could send us their agreement, 21-day signed agreement, and so forth, and we'll send them a certificate if they want to. See? We'll use any spiritual tools that help the people. See? And it's okay to use those kind of aids for deeper spirituality. You smile. Yeah, you get it. I got a certificate, you know. A lighthearted way to get help, to help oneself as a reminder to do these things. And someone said, hey, you got to write a 21-day app. Now, the word app, what didn't exist just a short few years ago, okay? I don't know how to write an app, but maybe, you know, the next generation is, the young generation is saying, yeah, that'd be a great idea. There's so many apps, computer software that's written up. I'm new in the 21 day, and then you can have it be more interactive with that program. Hey. Okay, that's all for today's broadcast. So next time, you keep going and have a very beautiful everyday gusho day. Thank you.